Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The coronavirus is not going away, or can we ever go back to a pre-pandemic reality?
We are never going to go back to a pre-pandemic reality, and I do agree that we do have to become comfortable with the fact that this virus is going to be sticking around.
While Mr. Biden said he would be willing to get a vaccine, he would not require it for all Americans.
I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power, just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
Joe Biden's tyranny is the disease ripping through the haggard republic.
Every day, more businesses are implementing their own vaccine mandates. The Justice Department has made it clear that it is legal to require COVID-19 vaccines. We all want our lives to get back to normal.
We are never going to go back to a pre-pandemic reality.
We have to prepare for a more angry world.
Will you require all federal employees to get vaccinated?
That's under consideration right now, but if you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as that budget. We have a pandemic because of the unvaccinated, and we're still in an enormous confusion. And the more we learn, about this virus and the Delta variation, more we have to be worried and concerned. And then only one thing we know for sure, if those other 100 million people got vaccinated, we'd be in a very different world.
The bottom line is that a huge number of vaccinated people are getting COVID, and some of them are getting very sick, even dying. That's true around the world. It's true in Iceland, Gibraltar, Israel, in small countries with high vaccination rates that have seen big spikes in COVID cases. And it's every bit as true here in the United States. According to the CDC today, fully three-quarters of the people infected in a recent outbreak, for example, in Massachusetts, had already been vaccinated. The CDC announced that vaccinated people can carry the virus with them and they can easily spread the virus to others. As the CDC conceded, quote, breakthrough infections may be as transmissible as unvaccinated cases.
The reason the administration and the governments around the world are accelerating their push for mass vaccination right now is because they know the window of obedience will be slammed shut the minute the wave of post-vaccination deaths really kicks in, which many people believe in the Northern Hemisphere will happen during the flu season, January, February of next year. But that's just a guess. Nobody knows for sure. They're saying that this is an agenda to mass exterminate as many people as possible because dead people don't protest, because dead people don't sue. So if they can kill as many as possible, they can really limit the backlash that they know is coming anyway.
We have to prepare for a more angry world.
After months of saying the opposite, the Democrats are now pushing mandates for the vaccinated.
So here's the thing. We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
When the Democrat-led government begins mandatory forced vaccinations and people begin to die and suffer in droves from Joe Biden's ignorance and disinformation, the United States will erupt with legitimate protests similar to those in Europe where a farmer unloaded manure into an open window in the presidential palace.
The U.S. isn't the only place seeing what Joe on Friday described as toxic individualism. People thumping their chests in the name of freedom while thumbing their noses at any sense of personal responsibility. We saw this also playing out over the weekend in France, which saw massive, at times violent, protests over new laws that will require proof of vaccination to enter restaurants and other businesses.
Of course, Joe Biden's unyielding attempts to vaccinate America to please his globalist puppet masters violates the 14th Amendment and the Nuremberg Code. But his team of anti-liberty lawyers will determine if Supreme Court cases like the 1905 Jacobson versus Massachusetts will open the door for vaccine mandate tyranny.
Why are the doctors not here in the briefing room to take our questions?
I would argue that we had the President of the United States speak to this yesterday. He gave a more than 30-minute speech about where we are as a country. I mean, he is a trusted voice. He's the leader of our country.
No, but
heard from him, right? We heard from the president yesterday. We heard from the president about the Delta variant and vaccine.
But I'll tell you who's got five-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
News today.
The British government is now officially warning that vaccine individuals have become factories that they believe could produce a super virus that would kill one third of the Earth's population.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
One third of the world's population, 2.6 billion, over 2.6 billion. Is it true? It's absolutely true, because that's what they're planning next. We've been teed up and prepared with the binary weapon. Every minute of this show is precious now. We can be taken off air at any time. The enemy is closing in on us, and they're closing in on you and your family. It's like the 1970s body snatcher movie, but it's for real.
This program contains language and sequences some viewers may find disturbing.
The nation and all of our freedoms hang by a thread, and the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum, who are beholden to scum, Russian scum.
Listen. Please listen. If you don't, if you won't, if you fail to understand, then the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike in you!
The function of all life is survival. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Lock the door. Lock the door.
They're coming! They're coming! Help! Help! They're coming! They're coming! Listen to me! Listen! Help me! Do it next, please! Please, your next is in danger. Please, listen to me. It's something terrible. Please, your next, you're leaving. They're already here. Help, your next. They're coming. They're coming.
Sleep. The seed is planted. Sleep. Sleep. Terror grows.
Sleep. Ellen, wake up. Get you when you sleep. Get up.
Invasion of the body snatchers.
All of a sudden, they're growing like parasites. Is it contagious?
Mom, Briella, homie.
It looked right at me.
You need to get out.
I'm looking at it as if it was human. We're not human.
Now, the classic fear begins to grow.
We're being cornered.
In a modern masterpiece of science fiction.
They're barricading the street.
Invasion of the body snatchers.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
The morning of January 6th, 2021 was by far the largest peaceful protest for fair elections ever assembled in America. after decades of unanswered election fraud evidence from both political parties. The 2020 election was by far the most egregious. An issue once heralded by the American liberal, who is now flagrantly quiet on the issue while seizing total control of the system with the full support of the entire mainstream media apparatus, pushing their once sacred democracy over the cliff into tyranny, just as Plato predicted millenniums ago. What should have been remembered as a historic day for democracy was spun into a blatant lie. Aside from the murder of Ashley Babbitt, the small amount of violence that did occur was about what you would expect, considering how the FBI, who have faked and manufactured nearly 95% of every terrorist arrest they've made since 9/11, had agent provocateurs involved in the so-called January 6th insurrection from the start. Federal agent provocateurs who remain free and protected, while dozens of innocent Americans are being tortured in jail with complete disregard for justice. With no evidence of a crime, they are being held in unlawfully cruel conditions, ignored by the criminal media responsible for putting them there, and punished for speaking to the press about beatings and torture. We don't know much about them, but we do know Joe Biggs. After serving his country honorably as a soldier, he then became a voice for American justice. Joe Biggs is now being held in third world prison conditions for simply being present at the U.S. Capitol. He recently wrote of his three-month experience in jail. He wrote of health issues he has experienced as a result of sleeping only 4 hours a night on a cold steel rack while not being allowed to work out, and only given 10 hours of sunlight in 3 months, a soy-based diet with hardly any protein, mostly processed foods, and some kind of gelatin dog food-looking stuff. There is no privacy allowed for the toilets, and he is allotted a single shelf that nothing can be placed on. They are punished by losing the ability to talk to family and being stripped naked and locked alone in a bright freezing room. Joe Biggs wrote, "I have anxiety bad now. Panic attacks so bad I black out." What happened on January 6th, 2021 was a crime perpetrated by a corrupt government against the American people. This is evident to anyone outside of the brainwashed herd. Russian President Vladimir Putin has spoken out against these crimes, and yet former President Trump has not. Perhaps the worst part of all is how both liberals and conservatives remain silent. Like cowardly domesticated pets, they say nothing while dozens of innocent Americans are tortured in jail like war criminals.
Hundreds.
Without any evidence of a crime. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Find more reports at Band on Video. Share the link. FreeWorldNews.tv. Okay. Everything I warned about, the culmination of my life, the culmination of your life, is now here. We have reached the center of the fork in the road, and it's decision time right now for everybody. This is an overwhelming time of biblical proportions. Joe Biggs talked about in solitary confinement, basically, how he has panic attacks and blacks out. I can't even imagine what he's going through. I pray for him daily. He's a good man, a good person. Didn't do anything wrong that day. Just got set up when they opened the doors up and the excitement went in. But I myself, yesterday, had been researching for about 6 hours off and on. And it was so staggering to know that they are genociding everybody that they've committed that I actually got dizzy and started stumbling up against the wall and had to sit down for about 30 minutes. And I almost couldn't come to the show yesterday. And see, most people act tough and big and powerful and they can handle it and they can. I'm a pretty tough guy. And knowing how bad this is and my mind coming to grips with, okay, it's as bad as we thought, it's worse. I that was my brain resetting, and I was a lot stronger after it happened, but I literally had to sit down in a chair and was dizzy and about to throw up just processing this. And look, if Alex Jones can't process this, I get it if you can't process it. But it's all happening. Oh, that feeling's coming back right now. Ugh. So, and the feeling is your psychic connection to your fellow humans that are being poisoned and murdered all around you, and the fact that total psycho criminals are preying on us and coming after us, and it's all confirmed. I mean, they now have the dean of the, you know, the top medical schools in the United States coming out and saying don't take the shots. They always knew that any shot targeting a protein of a coronavirus would cause death, basically. I mean, this is just getting insane. And it's all right out in the open. Antibody-dependent enhancement. And the dean of the Baylor Medical School told Congress this months ago. I didn't even know this. I mean, God, it's like don't take cyanide, it'll kill you. Don't take these shots, it'll really F you up. And they're doing it. And they're coming for us. And they've already killed the majority.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Very clearly. As best I can. Because I can put two and two together just as good as anybody. And I know who the globalists are and what they're up to and what their plan is. So I'm going to lay something on you really, really earth-shattering right now. The British official government agency with its civilian and military government says they believe that the vaccinated are causing mutations that could kill one-third of the planet. And that's the headline. Now, deadlier COVID variant could kill 1 in 3 people, Sage warns. That's the federal main agency. Now, is that true? Is that fear-mongering? I'm going to give you my take in a moment. But let's talk about that right now. If you have billions of people that have been inoculated, and 6-8 months later we're told now they're going to give off variants that are going to kill you, so not just the unvaccinated need to be vaccinated, but also the people that have already been given injections, because now they're factories of death. We predicted that. Logically, that's exactly what the globalists would do. To then put a third injection in these individuals and seal their fate. And then I guess they've got to take more shots because I guess that third injection is going to cause more deadly variants again. See how the trap works? Whatever the real science is, we're not being told. Whatever they're really up to, we know it's about depopulation. And we know from all the studies and all the real scientists, heads of agencies, heads of hospitals, heads of major universities, chief scientists. We know that when you create a vaccine, whether it's from a virus vector or mRNA that attacks the shell of something, that when you do that, it causes all these different types of deadly diseases in the body of every mammal they give it to. And so this was heavily tested, heavily vetted. And look, I knew all this, but yesterday I did a bunch of research again and was all over the internet looking at clips of different doctor groups and again, prestigious scientists. And they were all testifying to Congress like the Dean of Science and Healthcare, the Dean of Science and Medical at a very respected medical school, Baylor Medical School, where my dad went. And there they are saying point blank, every vaccine, he told Congress this, every vaccine that's ever targeted the coronavirus shell has killed the animals we gave it to. Every project has failed until Bill Gates took it over. He says Bill Gates took it over 8 years ago, which he did. Why did Bill Gates take over a project that always failed and always killed the majority of the animals and sterilized them? I mean, that's in the damn studies. And we've known this for a while, but to sit there and watch them load the gun and kill people like this in slow motion is just absolutely earth-shattering for me. And I know that's why the general public won't be able to handle this and will continue to take the shots even as it kills them, because it's so scary to them to admit they've got a psychotic, criminal, murderous, planetary world government that's literally run by Satan doing this to them, even though that's the complete facts. But here's the good news. I don't know what the globalists are going to do. I know two medical doctors in Austin that are my doctors. They didn't used to be that woke. Now they go, oh, this is a kill plan, a total takeover, spike protein. All the doctors they know that. Doctors walk up to me at the grocery store and say, I'm a medical doctor. You're absolutely right. And then I can watch hundreds of new doctors a day heads of hospitals, heads of ERs, heads of private clinics saying the same damn thing. And I could read the studies all day. I mean, this is settled science. That they, every vaccine program they ever did, and we have the inventor of mRNA saying every study they ever did trying to have mRNA create a spike protein, kill the animals. So do you understand? I'm going to play those clips next segment. That we're not talking about this theoretically like we were a year ago. It's now here. And I am completely blown away at a level never before. Because so many people are still just caught up in la-la land. And we have the new replacement. They're now phasing her in for Psaki, just as clueless. Deputy Secretary for the Press Secretary. Karen Jean Pierre, and she's asked a question by Emerald Robinson from Newsmax, and she just says, oh, we don't look at anything. We just trust the scientists, and the scientists are Big Pharma, Pfizer, Bill Gates, and Fauci, and the Rockefeller Foundation. Oh, and then she just sits up there and spews BS at people. So she says, because the experts say so. Stay on the Titanic. Even though the ship's listing over to its side and on fire, because they say so. I mean, this is Jim Jones drink the Kool-Aid stuff. And then Brian Stelter has the nerve to say, those of us that don't want the shots are in a cult? We don't want an experimental shot that's been banned all over the world? That's now had all these horrible health effects that killed the rats and ferrets? And then you, a weird humpty-dumpty dude, like we're on an acid trip in hell, is up there saying, we're Jim Jones cult people? And they're on TV saying, you shouldn't have food, you shouldn't have your children, you shouldn't have a job, take the shot, take the shot. Because if they don't get the vast majority of people to take it, and then to get sick, the whole country won't collapse, and there'll be a giant mass of people that are going to hunt them down and bring them to justice, which is going to happen. They took their shot at us, folks. They did it through the medical system, world government. They want to depopulate the West, get us out of the way for a slave class new world order with China at the head of it. We are in a war with the globalists in China. They are depopulating us right now. China just went back to their next lockdown with fake people falling over and everything to get us all scared. They've done it again. I mean, they're making their move, baby. I've got footage from all the world of helicopters and SWAT teams physically attacking people and horses and water cannons of folks that want to come out after a year and a half being brutally attacked. But here is the press spokesperson saying, because the experts say so, saying, we don't even ask questions. Here it is.
Understand the question.
How do you test when that is the dominant strain in the area when people just test whether they're COVID positive?
Well, we don't test it. We listen to public health and scientists, and they tell us that it's the Delta variant. I don't even understand. Why would they explain
their process of how they're determining if the Delta variant?
I mean, that's what they are telling us. I laid out why how contagious it was, and I laid out why we needed to act on the Delta variant. I laid out why
the answers we get is because they say so without a lot of.
Well, they're the experts. It's not just they. These are scientists. These are experts. I just said that. Hold on one second. I just said that Dr. Lewinsky said just recently in her 20-year career she had never seen a variant that was so contagious.
All right, let's shut her
so
up.
This is 20.
We told you a year ago they were going to say it's variants, but it's really the vaccine killing people. It's these so-called experts that are all invested in the whole takeover, who are depopulationists, who are globalists. I think there's too many people. And then they try to censor the huge ocean of real scientists and doctors that say the opposite, and victims and their families, of what this deadly shot has done. So they made their move. They tried to suppress us. The truth got out, and now you're all going to prison.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. to help support the Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex. Or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Western world, the egalitarian Christian ethos must be destroyed and discredited if the New World Order transhumanist post-human system is to take over and complete its goal. And they have not spent trillions of dollars and taken over the planet in the last 100 years to then, at the moment of truth, not execute their plan. But Satan has his plan and God has another plan. And we have to decide which plan we want to be part of. But make no mistake, you got front row seats to Armageddon. It's all happening, and happening very fast. And if your church isn't telling you about it, they're with the bad guy. through the World Council of Churches and the Rockefeller Foundation. You might want to look into that, the National Council of Churches and the rest of it. Your church is part of that. You know what's going on. Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And is that not what we see happening right now? And this system's very snake-like, very crafty. You notice what they're doing is discrediting every institution. The FBI, the police, by their actions. The family, the culture, manhood, motherhood. And now the medical system. That's had its problems, but now is corporately, internationally owned and is merged in a revolving, incestuous relationship with big tech, big pharma, big legacy dinosaur media, and then all the minions of academia and Hollywood, and all the organizations and groups that spiritually have thrown in their lot with the cosmic con artist to bring in this total planetary world government system. And all they do is play good cop, bad cop. The globalists come out and prepare their new lockdowns that never went away in most areas of the planet. And then Fauci comes out and says, oh, no, no, we don't need new lockdowns. We just need more restrictions. We're not going to call it a lockdown because it's a permanent emergency. They call the beta a lockdown home arrest. They call the total takeover Freedom Day. And the bracelets you wear that track you via GPS, freedom bracelets. And the microchips your children take, freedom chips. These are real names, real things happening. As radical as anything I ever predicted, happening just as we said it would, because it was always in the documents and the plans. Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote books in the 1970s that I read in the 1990s. Early 1990s, before I even got on air, where they said we'll have a technocracy that's run off of a digital implanted chip in your body. And we'll have records of everybody's activities, and if you don't conform to our New World Order, you will be shut out of the system. He wrote that when I was 3 or 4 years old. And now his evil daughter hosts a show with Psycho Joe on MSNBC. But I digress. Let me just restate the obvious here, and then I want to open the phones up next hour. On the forced inoculations, on being told you're not essential, on being told you've got to stay in your house and not have a job and not have food, but when you go bankrupt, there won't be any money for you. Literally declaring total war. That's what Hitler first did, was say, oh, my political enemies can't have jobs and can't have businesses. Then, oh, you got to live in a ghetto. You're not allowed to leave your neighborhood. Then you can't leave your house. And then, oh, we're going to take you somewhere where you can, you know, pay for your fair share as a forced laborer. And then you know what happened after that. And now we see all over the world, from Spain to Germany to Australia, New Zealand to the UK to areas of the U.S., police brutalizing men, women, and children, running over them with Clydesdale horses, water cannoning, splitting people's heads because they dared go outside. You don't go outside ever. You don't get the rights of a Soviet citizen under Stalin. You're more of a slave than somebody in North Korea. And you shouldn't be allowed to leave your house or have a job unless you have a digital passport on your phone showing you've had a shot. You tell the left, hey, the average leftist, you know that's a digital tracking system for a social credit score designed to have big tech take over. In their own admissions, they go, shut up, Nazi. When they're the ones doing things that Hitler could only dream of. Men in black uniforms and black riot helmets beating up men, women, and children because they dare go outside. And helicopters in Australia when families try to go to the park or go to the beach saying, you will be arrested. Leave now. Leave now. You will all be arrested. Screw you. You'll be arrested, criminals. They've had 9 deaths in the last 7 months in Australia, they claim, are COVID. And they set the precedent saying, if there's one person with it, we'll never reopen. Doesn't matter how many millions of suicides or deaths or bankruptcies, we're the heroes. Stay in your house forever. Total, complete tyranny. So let's lay it out. Let me just do this. I'm going to come back in the next segment. I'm going to lay out what's about to happen. But it's now confirmed that people that are inoculated are the main group, sick and dying. That's why Fauci kept saying 99% of the people that take the shot are safe. 99% of the people in the hospital are dying, didn't take the shot. All lies. 2 weeks later, 75% of the people with COVID are sick and in hospitals. Same in Israel, same in Singapore, same in the U.S., same in Germany, same in Canada have had the injection. And they're the majority of the folks dying of whatever's going on. But see, they're already the subservient ones, so, oh, now they got to take another shot. And now Pfizer and Moderna just raised their prices worldwide. Oh, now you got to pay $300 for a shot. And they got the sheep lining up, and the sicker they get, give me another. Oh, God, I got even sicker. It's like if you took a shotgun and blew one of your feet off, you go, man, that hurts. Let me fix it. You just shot the ankle. And go, wow, that hurts even worse. Let me blow my leg off at the knee. Maybe that'll fix it. First you blow your foot off. Then you blow your calf off. Then you blow your knee off. Then you go, you know what? This'll fix it. And you shove the shotgun barrel right in your mouth and pull the trigger. Say, I love Fauci. I mean, that's how insane this is. That's how out of control this is. Separately, this is the last day to get 2020 prices on storable foods. If you don't get storable foods, we got high quality ones ready to ship right now at the lowest price you're going to find. This is the best deal you're going to find. We have the biggest, best company. Had them for 13, 14 years. They were a small company when we first got them. They've been the biggest for about 5 years, probably in the world, but definitely in the U.S. We have the entire My Patriot Supply catalog. They're just in our back end. We're partners with them. They take the orders. You get an additional 10% off. You're not going to get anywhere else. And it ends today 100%, and then it doesn't come back until 1 week I'm allowed to do it in November. Then their prices are going to go up. Everybody else has already got up on prices. But they bought a lot of food, big contracts. They're big enough to be able to actually do some of the same stuff Amazon or Walmart does to buy so much damn food in a warehouse. He's got a warehouse in Salt Lake City. They got 5 of them around the country that looks like you could park a Star Destroyer in it. I've never been in a building that big. I mean, it just there's like mist at the end of it. It's so damn huge, full of food. And almost half that's been sold out. He's just bringing in as fast as he can. But he knew what was coming, and smart guys. And so they bought tons of it last year and this year to lock in those prices. But it's going up soon. So I would get it locked in now, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And this is the last week of X2 selling out. Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, stock up on that, InfoWarsStore.com, your X2 selling out. And the last week of privacy pouches to protect your privacy from contact tracers at 50% off, $14.95.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media, at home, at work, in the car. On smartphones, over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Events that would get 200, 300, 500 people at them called Texas Best Seminars. I forget his name. And one night after one of these seminars, I was one of the speakers. We went to dinner at a little diner. And I remember Wes was there. One of the first times I met Wes, who became one of our main engineers. And I'm sitting there eating pancakes at the counter with this guy like 9 at night. And I said, the mark of the beast, you know, it's going to be a microchip in your hand. And they'll track you and control you if you're not on good terms with the government. He goes, no, that's not it. A friend of mine at my church, wherever it was, in East Texas or whatever, had a vision. And it's going to be a vaccine that changes all your DNA and that actually makes you sick and ill. And you're going to have new shots all the time just to stay alive. It's a binary weapon. And my friend had this vision, and he got up in front of the church. He told everyone, and you know, my friend is never the type of guy to lie, and he said that basically God told him all this. And I'm like, okay. And I never forgot that. That's 25 years, 26 years later. And here we are. And I'll never forget that. Because it just sunk in when he said it. He said it's a genetic mark. It takes over all your cells. It takes over every cell in your body. And he talked like 5 minutes. He got all... Because I knew that guy. Well, he was a nice guy. He didn't usually get wild-eyed like I would. He got real wild-eyed about it. Like turned to me and said, that's not what it is. This is it. And man, did that not turn out to be true? Prophetic. You see, our enemies aren't dialed into that. But they're dialed into their own spiritual internet. And they're given their spirit, their idea, their programming. And you know what it is? Get their children, destroy their families, poison them, hurt yourself, cut yourself, kill yourself. Imagine being without God and all you hear is kill yourself, kill yourself, kill yourself, kill yourself. Unless you go kidnap a little girl out of the backyard and torture her, then you feel good and empowered. And the demons tell you how wonderful you are and how beautiful you are. And that's what almost every psychotic killer actually tells their psychiatrists and psychologists, and it's in the criminology books, but not on the national news, not on court TV. But I've interviewed a lot of the top psychiatrists and the quote serial killers, and I had several of them on, and I bring that up. They go, no, they say, you're absolutely right. They feel alone and haunted by demons unless they're torturing a man, a woman, or a child. You call it an alternate ego, whatever it is. But certain demons want children, want a boy, want a girl, want a woman, want a man. Certain demons want to kill a white person. Certain demons want to kill a black person. And you can say, well, whatever it is, maybe it's an artificial program, something left in our archetypal DNA. I don't know. I just know it's real, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're a Klaus Schwab or a Bill Gates, you want to murder people. And you want to murder their genetics. And you want to mutate them. And you want them to die slowly. And it makes you feel big and powerful. I mean, Zbigniew Brzezinski would get up at speeches, and they would introduce him at the CFR about, he didn't run the Khmer Rouge that killed one-third of Cambodia and stopped the communists, which they just put something in even worse. But he had the Khmer Rouge do it. Zbigniew Brzezinski, I've read the transcript. He killed one-third of the country. They're all just like, oh, glorious, sir, glorious. And until you get your mind wrapped around that, there's no hope. Until you realize these people are focused, psychotic murderers who are simply working around the clock trying to figure out how they can get away with killing you. And if they can do it through a poisoned injection that grows prions in your body, that then sloughs off and makes other people sick, and then even say, hey, those of you that have the shot, you're the bad ones, you got to have more, then they're going to grow more and kill more of us because they've murdered logic, because so many people don't have a spirit of discernment. If you rejected God, the program of understanding is withdrawing. The deeper you get into following God's directives, I don't know if a lot of you want to be able to handle this, and I think a lot of you already are handling it. I mean, look at that guy 25 years ago that knew everything was about to happen and it all unfolded. I just have a big platform. But let me tell you, I've been given a vision of what's going to happen, and I know now, not just off their own admissions, their own documents, but now I do understand what's going to happen from discernment even greater, and it's horrifying. But you know what? You're given that information so you can do something about it and stop it, not so you just curl up in a ball and crap yourself. So plead the blood of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I can tell you, because you're getting front row seats to just evil turned loose. Like, I mean, you're going to look back on 2021 like a cakewalk. You're going to look back on 2020 like a parade. You're going to look back on 2019 like sunshine at the beach. You're going to look back on those years like you're going to look back on the worst years of your life like they were heaven with what's going to happen. And don't just believe me. Klaus Schwab and all of them say, oh, this never ends. It only gets deeper. You will look back on COVID as a happy time. And what does George Soros say? He says on NPR and 60 Minutes, it was the happiest time of my life, rounding up the people. I called it happy making. My father, I, such confidence with the SS officers arresting and taking their property, and I saw nothing wrong with it. I was fulfilling an area of the economy. If I had not done it, someone else would have. Those are quotes. And the left just fawns. They call us Nazis. Oh, we love you. We love you, George Soros. I mean, talk about grand delusion. You mean to play him saying all that? I can play it for you. It was the best time of my life. It was exhilarating. I called it happy making. Happy making. Would you like to happy make with me? And when George Soros is on the stage with Klaus Schwab, he hugs him and gets tears in his eyes. We're killing everyone. I feel so good. Oh, but if you talk bad about Klaus Schwab or him, ADL say you Nazi. Okay, ADL. And you look at the ADL leader. Looks like his soul got sucked out by a giant satanic spider. Thank God we're not with that poor man. I pity these people, ladies and gentlemen, because they don't know God. They are cut off from God, and they just have a sinister hate for all of us that love God. And they want to ravenously destroy us. Yeah, now they're going to run, not just in the UK, all over the world. They're buying up all the COVID testing labs because they're going to have your data and decide when you travel. All right, I'll start the next hour and I'll get into it. But here's the big takeaway, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the big takeaway. They admit the vaccines don't work, and they admit it. The majority of people sick and dying are on them, and they admit they're infecting other people, like we predicted. And they don't even care, and they say, oh, that's the reason we trust the science and put more masks on you and control you, and it's the unvaccinated's fault. You're like, that doesn't have any logic. It's not supposed to have logic. It's meant to just make you turn your brain off because you're being fed such crap and discredit what's left of our country before it collapses. Maximum Red Alert's the headline today for the show. Major governments confirm COVID-19 vaccinated, spreading new deadly plague. Hospitals were empty last year. That was all a hoax. They're full right now. COVID-19, new deadlier coronavirus variant that could kill 1 in 3 infected people, a realistic possibility, says the UK government. What that really means is every 1/3 of the pop public, or a large portion of those that are vaccinated, which they now admit the majority are vaccinated, are going to be dying, and they're going to call it a new variant when it's what is growing in your body, the spike protein that's killing you, that all the studies and all the scientists and all the facts show. And the highest vaccinated places, Israel, Iceland, and Gibraltar, have the highest levels of people in the hospital dying of COVID-19. But like the White House Deputy Press Secretary said, because the experts say so. Okay. Your calls and a ton of news and a lot more coming up in hour number 2, InfoWars.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
But I'll tell you,